Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks. All right, it's time for the worst day on the web. This one comes to us via Reuters Science News.
Via science.
That's right. That's right. This comes to you from science.
Maybe it shouldn't have.
And maybe science should take the day off. Mm. Well, take this maybe play off. I will read you the tweet, and then we can start hashing it out from here. This from Reuters Science News. A giant meatball made from flesh cultivated using the DNA of an extinct woolly mammoth was unveiled at NEMO, a science museum in the Netherlands. Okay?
It's always the freaky deaky Dutch.
Boy. When they say a giant meatball,
they mean a giant meatball, size of your head.
It's like bigger than a basketball. It's like almost a beach ball size, just ball of meat. And they say the meatball was created by Australian cultured meat company Vow, which said it wanted to get people talking about cultured meat, calling it more sustainable alternative for real meat. The meatball was made of sheep cells inserted with singular mammoth gene called myoglobin. When it comes to meat, myoglobin is responsible for the aroma, the color, and the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The meatball, which has the aroma of crocodile meat,
which you can get Papados, you can get Gator Bites,
is currently not for consumption.
Mm.
Wait, let's rewind there. The meatball, which is the aroma of crocodile meat, mm-hmm. is currently not for sale. Crocodile meat, it tastes like chicken.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, like, Pizza Schmitzy used to have a crocodile pizza.
It's like a dark
or an alligator pizza.
It's like a dark meat chicken.
Yeah.
It's good. Like I urge anybody, if you're down south or you go to DFW, they have one in the airport, stop by Papados, grab the Gator Bites. They're delicious.
There's that place on 26 on the way to the coast too that advertises all the like 32 different kinds of jerky.
Oh,
meats.
Yes, right.
The kangaroo they've taken a lot of animals off of that sign, I've noticed, as I've
There's still by. A lot on there.
Yeah, there's right there in Manning as you're on Highway 26 heading out on the left. Yeah.
But the thing about this, and they go in the article further explains, is that the meat they're dealing with, the protein is quite literally 4,000 years old because it's an extinct animal and woolly mammoths. And one of the things, like, I'm going to get super nerdy here for a second.
Okay.
When we talk about, like, the concept of time travel, as insane as it is and, like, totally unlikely.
Speak for yourself.
But the idea that the thing you have to remember is if you ever did, like, go back to the 1400s. Yep. There are parasites, there are diseases, there are things in nature that we do not have the immunity for.
We don't got it.
Like, you could go back and just die. Like, it's just things that...
We've evolved past that.
Yes, and we don't have protections against that. It's the same thing with trying to eat this meat product, in that you're introducing an entirely new protein that is made up of proteins that are 4,000 years old. So there's got to be a lot of processes going on before it's something that we can eat.
Okay. My issues I have. One, giant meat nugget. Okay. Doesn't necessarily look appealing either in the video that they have on
the market. The scientists need marketers. That's what I'm taking away here.
Two, we need to come up. If you're going to, they said they did this because they want people talking about this. We need to come up with different names than flesh cultivated meat. Okay.
Yeah, that's like right out of the Silence of the Lambs.
Or cultured meat company named Vow. Like, well, come, we can't be called, like, cultured meat company. That sounds gross.
Yeah.
CMC.
Flesh cultivated. Also, FC. Bad. Bad.
Is this all, like, straight out of Soylent Green?
Okay.
I mean, it's you're not far off.
You're not that wrong. Okay. The other thing is maybe, just spitballing here, maybe if you want your company that is making these meats from flesh cultivation or what was the other one? Cultured meat companies. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you roll this out, it's able to be eaten. Because the last line in this, which is like, hey, check out this great new way that we're going to be eating meat. By the way, you can't eat this, but
it's
got to
go through a
great.
Lot of processes and a lot of it was just like research.
Here's my next question. How many dots are we away from connecting to, well, I mean, let's see what I taste like.
Well, I mean, you're not far away.
Use your own little culture there, and you're going to be growing your own little meat wad of self that you're going
to
eat.
Does this go back to the dilemma of would you eat yourself if your fingers were made of chicken fingers?
Hey, I got a question for you. If the moon was made of spare ribs, would you eat it? I know I would.
I'd slather it in barbecue sauce. It'd be delicious.
Those are my questions. Anybody who can answer any of them, feel free, please.
I got nothing for you.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
There's another slightly less scary science and food thing that maybe shouldn't have been broached. Mm. Dusty, I told you about this earlier, the cup of noodles breakfast.
Ooh.
Is this dried eggs?
That is being put out. So it's made by the natives at Cup of Noodles, which mixes together the flavors of sausage, maple syrup pancakes, and eggs in a saucy texture designed to come to life with water.
No.
And it says, yeah, results in a soup-based ramen that also contains, air quotes, visible ingredients of sausage and eggs.
Yeah, no, that sounds like that sounds like an MRE.
Give me the meat wad. Mammoth meat wad over that.
Honestly, that literally just sounds like an MRE.
It sounds horrific.
Like powdered eggs.
It does say, though, eaters are encouraged by the company to customize it with hot sauce, more syrup, or even rice.
That sounds like, okay.
Was this
that
done on a dare?
Like, it sounds like what a college kid pukes up. It sounds like they went to McDonald's.
Then
they had their cup of noodles for lunch, and then they had got in on old Jose Cuervo and blah, right back up.
Little cup of noodles and a McGriddle mixed with some HRD tequila or whiskey or vodka. Ugh. Yeah, no, that's... It's a dark, dark world. The interesting thing about this that we have not broached yet is we're Jurassic Parking our meat.
Yeah.
Life finds a way. Just wait till... Have you ever seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Oh,
this
God,
is
yes.
Meat Wad.
Yeah.
Meat Wad is real.
Oh, now we're going to have sentient food?
Yeah.
Meat Wad.
Somebody's on the text line. This was a bad day to eat a late lunch.
What, you don't want to look? You don't want to look down at your takeout and have it talk to you and go, what are you doing today?
Oh, man. All right.
You didn't know I could do a meat wad voice.
That was a good meat wad, too. That was a good meat wad.
I think we found Danny's new nickname.
Meat wad?
Danny Meat Wad Meringue.
I've been called worse.
I'm sure.
I am hungry now, though.
All right. I'm not.
You're not?
And this is sufficiently suppressed my appetite.
Yeah, I was coming into this segment, and that's, I'm doing okay now.
And listen,
it's science news, not gourmet magazine.
Here's the thing, though. Like, yesterday we put a poll out, is 10 a.m. too early for tacos?
You did?
Yeah. And the overwhelming support was no. Tacos. Yeah. It's tacos for any time.
Yeah, always a good time for tacos.
But yeah, breakfast taco.
You know what? I think I set a new bar today. You know what I had this morning?
Breakfast enchiladas?
I had a breakfast lamb burger.
Well, okay. Now maybe we've jumped right over that line.
What is a breakfast lamb burger?
I just had a lamb burger for breakfast. I had leftover. I made lamb burgers for dinner last night.
You didn't even put egg on it?
No, like
had a lamb burger. See, that's a problem.
It wasn't a breakfast lamb burger. It was just a lamb burger for breakfast.
Yeah, okay. No, it's...
We can circle back around this. Can't right now. We've got to just I need to regroup personally.
So does
and
this
then
texter.
We can talk.
Since this segment's giving me an eating disorder, say meatwad one more time, and at the very least, I will dive headfirst into veganism.
You know what? Meatwad. I dare you. I dare you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.